الروح القدس الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمة من الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدهور كلها آمين. اليوم الثامن من شهر طوبى المبارك أحسن الله استقبال وعادوا علينا وعليكم ونحن أنتم مغفور الخطايا والزلات والأثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب يا أبائي وأخواتي آمين. On this day, the church of Saint Macarius in the monastery known after his name was consecrated by the hand of Abba Benjamin, the 38th Pope of Alexandria. This took place when Al-Muqawqas was appointed as a ruler and patriarch of Egypt by Emperor Heraclius. Both of them believed in the teachings of the Council of Chalcedon. Al-Muqawqas started to persecute the Christians of Egypt, the Copts, because they refused to follow him. He persuaded Pope Benjamin, the legitimate Pope of Alexandria, who took flight to Upper Egypt. He moved from the church to another, from one church to another, and from one monastery to another, confirming his flock in the faith. He did this for 10 years until the Arab conquest of Egypt and the death of Al-Muqawqas. When Abba Benjamin returned to his throne, the elders of the wilderness of the holy desert of Skeet asked him to consecrate for them the new church that they built there in the name of Saint Macarius. He went with them joyfully. As he approached the monastery, the monks received him with palm fronds and olive branches, just as the city of Jerusalem received Christ when he entered it. When he was consecrating the church, and as he was starting to consecrate the altar, he saw the hand of Christ anointing the altar with him. He fell upon his face in great fear, and one of the cherubim raised him up and comforted him. And Benjamin said, "Truly this is the house of the Lord, and this is the door of heaven." He looked to the west side of the church and he saw an elder standing there with reverence and awesome appearance. And his shining face looked like an angel. He said to himself, "Truly, if there a chair became vacant, I would make this man a bishop." The angel told him, "Would you make this man a bishop?" And he sent Macarius, the father of the patriarchs, bishops, and all the monks. He has come today in the spirit to rejoice with his children, and this place will be forever filled with righteous monks, and it will never be short of leaders and spiritual fruits. Saint Benjamin said, "Blessed is he, and blessed are his children." The angel said, "If his children obey his commandments and follow his orders, they will be with him in glory. But if they disobey, they will have no share with him." Then Saint Macarius said, "Do not decide, my Lord, what would happen to my children this way. For if one grape in a bunch remains, the blessing of the Lord will be on it. For if their love of one another remains among them, I believe that the Lord will never keep them away from his kingdom." Saint Benjamin was amazed and marveled at the abundant mercy of Saint Macarius. He wrote what had taken place and placed it in the church as a perpetual memorial. He asked the Lord Jesus Christ that his departure might take place on a similar day. This was fulfilled, and he departed on the eighth day of Tuba, after he had been on the throne for 39 years. The altar in which he saw the Lord Christ was named after him. May his prayers be with us. Amen. في هذا اليوم أيضا من سنة 617 ميلادية تنيح الأب القديس الأنبا أندرونيكوس بابا الإسكندرية 37. كان هذا الأب من عائلة عريقة في المجد، كان ابن عمه رئيسا لديوان الإسكندرية، فتعلم وتهذب ودرس الكتب المقدسة وبرع في معرفة معانيها. ونظرا لعلمه وتقواه وتصدقه على الفقراء رسموه شماسة، ثم اتفق الرأي على اختياره بطريركا. وإن لم يسكن الديار كما فعل السلف الصالح، وظل في الإسكندرية طول أيام رئاسته غير مهتم بسطوة الملكيين، ولكن الجو لم يصفو له، لأن الفرس قد غزوا بلاد الشرق وجازوا نهر الفرات واستولوا على حلب وأنطاكيا وأورشليم وغيرها، وقتلوا وأسروا من المسيحيين عددا كبيرا، ثم استولوا على مصر وجاءوا إلى الإسكندرية، وكان حولها 600 دير عامرة بالرهبان، فقتلوا من فيها ونهبوها وهدموها. فلما علم سكان الإسكندرية بما فعلوا فتحوا لهم أبواب المدينة، ورأى قائد العسكر في رؤيا الليل من يقول له: قد سلمت لك هذه المدينة فلا تخربها، بل اقتل أبطالها لأنهم منافقون. فقبض على الوالي وقيده، ثم أمر أكابر المدينة أن يخرجوا إليها رجالها من ابن 18 سنة إلى 50 سنة، ليعطي كل واحد 20 دينارا ويرتبهم جنودا للمدينة. فخرج إليه 80,000 رجل، فكتب أسماءهم ثم قتلهم جميعا بالسيف. وبعد ذلك قصد بجيشه الصعيد، فمر في طريقه بمدينة نيقيوس، وسمع أن في المغائر التي حولها 700 راهب، فأرسل من قتلهم، وظل يعمل في القتل والتخريب إلى أن انتصر عليه هرقل وطرده من البلاد. أما الأب البطريرك فإنه صار سيرة فاضلة، وبعدما أكمل في الرئاسة 6 سنين تنيح بسلام. صلاته تكون معنا. أمين. On this day also of the year 656 after Christ, the Blessed and the Holy Father and the Benjamin, the 38th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This father was from the city of Berserk, or Barshut, the province of El Bihira. He was the son of wealthy parents. He became a monk under the guidance of a holy elder by the name of Theonas in the monastery of Saint Knobas nearby Alexandria. He grew in virtue and memorized the holy books of the church until he reached the level of Christian perfection. One night, he heard in a night vision someone saying, "Rejoice, Benjamin, for you will shepherd the flock of Christ." When he told his spiritual father about what he had heard, he said to him, "The devil wants to hinder you. Beware of pride." He increased in virtue. His spiritual father took him to Pope Andronikos and told him about Amba Benjamin's vision. The Pope ordained him priest and put him in charge of the church affairs, and he excelled in his care. When he was chosen to the patriarchate, he faced many tribulations. The angel of the Lord has revealed to him the hardships that the church was about to experience, the angel told him to flee with his bishops. Saint Benjamin celebrated the divine liturgy and administered the holy mysteries to the people. He also commanded them to be steadfast in the faith of their fathers and informed them of what was about to happen. He wrote a circular to all the bishops and all the heads of the monasteries, advising them to hide until the hardships were over. Then he went to the wilderness of Saint Macarius, then to Upper Egypt. After the Pope had left Alexandria, the Chalcedonian El Mukaukas arrived and took charge of the country and seized the church with authority from Emperor Heraclius. He persecuted the believers and arrested Mina, Saint Benjamin's brother, and tortured him severely. Then he burnt his sides and finally killed him by drowning him. Shortly after, Amr ibn al-As invaded the land of Egypt and stayed there for 3 years, in the year 360 Anno Martyr. Amr ibn al-As went to Alexandria and gained control on its fortress. Many evil men took the chance and burned many churches. Among them was St. Mark's Church on the seashore and many other monasteries that were surrounding Alexandria and plundered their contents. One of the sailors went to the church of St. Mark during this disturbance, and he thrust his hand into the sarcophagus of St. Mark, thinking that he would find money. He did not find anything except a body. He stole the clothing that was on it and took the head with him and hid it in his ship and did not tell anyone. When Amr ibn al-As knew about the disappearance of Pope Benjamin, he sent a circular to all the cities of Egypt, giving orders that the Pope's hiding place be safe and secure. He asked the Pope to come back to his people and to take charge of the church. Pope Benjamin came back after he had been in hiding for 13 years. Amr ibn al-As was courteous toward him and honored him. He returned the churches and all their properties back to him. When Amr was about to leave Alexandria, heading to Pentapolis, the 5 western cities, one of the ships could not move and was unable to leave. The captain of the ship was questioned, and when they searched the ship, they found the head of St. Mark. They called upon Pope Benjamin, and he carried it and walked with the priests and the people while they were joyfully singing hymns until they arrived to Alexandria. The captain of the ship paid a great amount of money to the Pope to build a church after the name of St. Mark. This father was dedicated to converting the unbelievers to the Christian faith. He departed in peace after he had been on the apostolic throne for 37 years. St. Mark Church is that initially was the house of Aenianus, the first one who was converted into Christianity after the hands of St. Mark, the apostle. And it's now the Cathedral of St. Mark, Cathedraeit Mari Morcos, Aul Samia al Patriarchia, and part of the body of St. Mark is kept in this church. May the prayers, the head also, and part of the army. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. Acceptiamo.